Witches, it's the Undercover Witch, and today we are going to be talking about the ethics of love spells. And this is something that is very touchy subject, very controversial, because it does have to do with consensual relationships and sex. So, viewer discretion and viewer listening is advised. I don't know. Be aware, we're going to be talking about some things. I'm not going to go into detail about anything, but we're going to be talking about stuff like that. So with a lot of spell work, any type of magic that we talk about, we have to remember that there's multiple cultures involved and a lot of different practices. So a lot of times when we look at this, it's from a, unfortunately, a sexist, homophobic, and racist history, like, affecting us, where all of that is affecting us as we look at magical practices and other things, for sure. But especially in this circumstance, we're talking about magical practices, it's going to affect how we view those things from an outsider looking in. So if you're listening to this channel, I am very focused on sharing as much education as I can with other witches, and my goal is not to share the history of things or to give my opinion on things. It's actually to give multiple opinions so that you can all come together and you can decide what works for you, what you believe in, which is why I thought it was super important to talk about love spells, because it's something that I struggled with for a long time. I mean, I had an easier time picking what my thoughts were on hexes and curses before love spells, because something about that seems wrong. With hexes, a lot of times, one, when we think of inequality and things like that, we know that people have used certain spells to help them get to where they need to be. It's empowerment, it's self-empowerment, and the type of spells that people did and do were very, very needed. So it's easier to defend, but also there's this other aspect of it where curses, hexes, and things like that, we feel like there's always somebody on the other side who deserves it, or somebody on the other side who did something wrong. But either way, it's like, well, that's their karma. Like, there's some way to justify it. When we're talking about love spells, it's a bit different because this person may not have done anything wrong. Actually, they probably did a lot of things right, some of them. Or they might just have preferences. They might not even know that this other person exists that's doing this spell on them. So when we talk about the ethics and we are looking at consensuality, the worry is that person is going to be so affected by the spell or the magic working that they're not going to be able to resist it if they wanted to. They're not going to be making a clear decision. It's kind of like, I'm going to compare this to them being drugged or them being drunk, because it affects their impairment on some level. It affects their decision making on some level. That is what some people believe. There's another side of this where people believe that this is not any different from doing a manifestation spell. This is not any different from doing any other kind of spell that you would normally do. It doesn't necessarily guarantee this person's going to come to you. It's just putting that out there in the universe so that you're more likely to get noticed, or they're more likely to think about you throughout the day. Like, you're just being put in their mind or in their space, or you're more likely to run into them, things like that. And therefore, they're making the decision to pursue you. You just happen to be coming up a lot, kind of. So why is there this big difference between those two thought processes? Well, one is because of the different type of magics that those people are rooted in. If you're rooted in, for example, I came from a Catholic background and I'm moving over to paganism and spirituality, my perspective on it was, well, it's in between, because I do believe that what I'm doing is powerful, but I do believe in free will, and I believe that there's nothing I can do to take that from somebody else. But then I realized there are things that other people are willing to do to take that from somebody else. And that's where it got a bit hazy for me personally. Whew. That's heavy to think about for me. I told you this topic was a little bit rough for me to talk about, because I have been on both ends of this actually. So I never cross any of my own boundaries, but other people have crossed their boundaries on the other side. So it's a lot. It's a lot for me to process. But again, this is why it's so important that I wanted to talk about, because spiritual warfare isn't always about hexes and curses. Sometimes you have somebody who has placed a love spell on you, and oh my God, things get weird. And depending on how that person interprets the energy, if you send a love spell to somebody else, it could be worse than you think. And this all goes back to, if you haven't listened to it yet, please go listen to it. I have an episode on energy grids. If you don't listen to any of my other episodes, listen to that one. If you listen to any of my other episodes, you should listen to that one, because I reference it a lot. That's why I made it. Go back to that one. I'll link it in the description. But there we talk about high energy, low energy, and then high vibration and low vibration. And we talk about the chakras and how that affects how people interpret that energy. So when we're talking about the energy something gives off, if we're talking about love spells, for example, we're talking about this whole huge range, huge classification of spells. We're not really narrowing it down. So when we talk about love spells as a whole and we just say, no, those are horrible, don't do those, do self-love spells, or go at it this way where it just makes you look nicer, it makes you more confident, or whatever. Like, all that's fine, all that's great. But when we can't really be talking about love spells as a whole, because there's a whole bunch of different types of practices, backgrounds, and everyone's right. Almost everybody is right. Because you can do a love spell and it just be like a manifestation pool, just like a slight, hey, I'm here, hey, you're thinking about me. It can be something like that, where they still have the right to just be like, I don't know why I've been thinking about this person so much. I don't like them. I don't care about them. Or you can do a heavy ass shit spell. Most of them rooted in closed practices, where they needed to do shit like that because certain people were trying to survive in certain times, and sometimes hexes and shit like that weren't cutting it. Sometimes you had to do what you had to do, okay? So those two types of cells, those two are like on two separate ends. You have, you know, your high vibration, high energy section. And that's the lighter stuff, like we talked about in the other video. That's the lighter. It feels like light energy. I'm sorry, what did I say? Light energy, high vibration. I hope that's what I said, but that's what I meant. But when we're talking about that, it has an effect on you. It's very noticeable, but it doesn't really affect what you're doing or take your willpower over, or scare you, or anything like that. It just has subtle hints thrown at you, but that are very noticeable. Now, if you go to the heavier, high vibrational, heavy energy, that's going to have a bigger effect. And depending on the state of the sender, it can be high vibrational and heavy energy, or it could be low vibrational and heavy energy. It can fall anywhere on that grid, but what we're really worried about is that low vibrational, heavy energy, because that's what usually has effects in the physical world. But that's not enough, guys. Not even that is enough. You never know how a spell is going to affect another person. Even if you were able to grid and put this exactly on the grid of where you think it's going to fall, you also have that person's own interpretation of that energy. So if they're interpreting it and they're a very, very, very crown heavy person, they might just be getting weird thoughts, they might just be getting migraines. But if they're heavily rooted, they're going to interpret that high vibrational light energy as high vibrational heavy energy. Or if it's low vibrational light energy, it might be heavy to them. And that can have physical consequences in their actual world. It can make them feel sick. It can scare them. It could show up. They might interpret that as something wrong because they just get the energy. They just see the energy. That's what they get. It's up to them and their how they work their energy and how they use that to determine where it goes and how they interpret it in their life. Are love spells ethical? I don't know. I feel like I can tell where people hold their energy and I can tell how things are going to affect them. And I would also never do a love spell because I don't give that much of a shit to do one. Have I done them in the past? Yes, I have. They really didn't have any effect on anybody, to my knowledge. But the reason that I did them, again, was because of the place that I was in and because of the effect that those people had in my life. Because I keep wanting to curse, but I'm really trying not hard not to. Some people really make your life miserable and you don't know what else to do. Some people get bullied. Some people, like, I don't know. I guess I gave up at some point in hexes and curses and things like that because they just weren't working at the time. And so love spells seem like the way to go. Well, if they're going to keep treating me like this or kicking me or hitting me or whatever, then I'm going to make them love me. Does that always help? No. And that comes to our lesson number like 4 by this point, is that let's say your love spell works. Let's say you really like this person, but you don't really know that person that well. If you're attracting or pulling in somebody who is abusive, or somebody, like I said, you don't know very well, somebody who is aggressive or doesn't care about consensual sex, is a rapist or something other than that, something like that, somebody who won't care about your boundaries, you've invited that person into your life and they're going to react the way they do when they, quote, love somebody or feel attraction. And just because they seem nice as a friend or they seem nice as a person, you don't really know how they're going to react. So when people do get that aggression back at them, or they do get that, I mean, people that are like, they will do anything or they'll hurt themselves or they'll hurt you or whatever, it gets scary because you might not have been expecting that. You were just wanting somebody to be loving and whatever, but you misinterpreted them as a person. You didn't misinterpret your spell. You misinterpreted them. It's a very strong spell, but it just brought out how they would treat you anyway. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is a very short episode. I'm going to try to keep these short, by the way. My episodes where I'm just talking by myself, because I do want y'all to have a chance just to like pop in, hear a little bit of something. And also, I know a lot of what I say in these episodes are more controversial than other ones, so I want to give y'all a little like chew and then a break. And also, I know my interviews that I do with other guests are very long. The longest one was 80 minutes, but I usually try to keep them around 35 to 40 minutes. So I definitely don't want to overbear y'all with like having to listen to me for that long. Anyway, I'm sorry. The last thing is when we get into the physical stuff. Now, I want y'all to know it is wrong and illegal for you to put your own, how do you say the word, excrements, like your pee, semen, period blood, pee, poop. People have done so much. Not all of those work for that, but people have tried it. People have done it. Some of those do work for that, but again, we go back to ethicality. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. When your magic comes to a point that you're just affecting people physically, why are you even doing magic anymore? If it's coming to the point where you physically have to go and harass somebody or do something like that, you've crossed some kind of line. It's wrong. That other person doesn't have control over what you do, and they don't know. So if it's something that somebody would do in a fast food restaurant, you wouldn't want to eat that food, or you'd want to sue, or you'd want to fight them or kill them or some shit because they did that to you, don't do it to somebody else. Think and sit there right now and say, you know, if that person right there put their stuff in my food right now, and I would be pissed because that's disgusting, don't do it to somebody else. Like, what? Don't. And sometimes people do this to people who they're in relationships with and stuff, and they think it's fine because they're in a relationship. It's not fine. There's still the consent portion of this, that you shouldn't be doing things, especially like that, without consent from your partner or from the person. And the likelihood of them giving consent for that, I mean, you can weigh that for yourself and the person you're dealing with. But it's wrong. You can get people sick. You can get people hurt. You don't know what kind of things you're carrying. You don't know what kind of diseases you're carrying. Just don't. Even if you do, don't. Don't do that. You don't know how it's going to affect them or their body. And also, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. Now, if you're in a situation where... you're listening to this and you're like, look, you don't understand. I'm in an abusive relationship, or I'm held hostage somewhere, or this or that or whatever. Again, I will always say this. Just do whatever you gotta do if somebody's hurting you. Okay, that's all I gotta say about that. But if you are just one of those people who you're like, I wanna do this, really think about what you're doing. Really think about that. Because also, there's another portion of this. If you don't feel comfortable talking with that person, or you feel like you're not getting the affection you need or want from them, it's not going to change how they give you that affection. It's just going to change how much they're giving you. And if they already think they're giving you affection, I mean, it's not going to change much, because their version of affection and your version may be different. And you might have to tell them what your version is. There's a lot of communication that goes in relationships, and I don't want you to think that magic can bypass that. And that's the portion. That's the portion where it's, you can do the love spell, but you need to do the work too. That is the part. You can do the love spell, but when your crush comes up and talks to you, are you going to freak out like Marinette and Ladybug, or are you going to talk to them? Anyway, I hope this helps somebody. I hope that there's some understanding there. And again, this is just different perspectives, a lot of my perspectives, reasons why some people would have to do these type of things, reason why it's kind of wrong, and then also just the different levels of how it can affect, because I want you to understand the full effects of what you're doing. Like, I want you to understand the full consequences of what you're doing, and why certain people are concerned. And also, why you should be able to do them if you think that's what you need to do. Because, I mean, yeah, it's important. It's important to know your morals and the ethics. That is all for today. If you don't already know, I am going to be uploading YouTube videos on YouTube, and... okay, that's enough from this episode. I think I'm done talking about it. I just wanted to give a brief overview of everything. But if you are interested in seeing me on YouTube, this video is on YouTube. And also, I'm going to be uploading tarot readings starting this first week in March. Hopefully, if not, I'll give an update, because I picked a month with 5 weeks in it so that I can push it back down and not get behind. If I need to, so I can push it down and not get behind, because this is my first time doing this, so I want it to work well. So if you're interested in readings, go check that out. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, I'm going to be uploading tarot readings. On Wednesdays, fire signs. Thursdays, water signs. Fridays, air. And then Saturday is going to be earth signs. The first week of the month is going to be The first week of the month is going to be sun signs, so it's your overview for the whole month. Your second month is going to be, I mean, your second week is going to be Venus signs, which is going to cover love and money. The third week is going to be your moon sign, which is going to cover, the third one's going to be your moon sign, which is going to cover your emotions and where you're coming from and how that's going to end out for that month. And then the last one is going to be a rising sign, which is going to see how people viewed you over the month and how that's going to affect your month moving forward. That's all. I hope to see y'all again next week.